Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am Cheryl Glick, Reiki Master Teacher and author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection. Joining us today is my special guest, Gaetano Vivo, Reiki Master Teacher and author of Messages from the Angels of Transparency, Powerful Words from Gentle Souls. Gaetano grew up in Italy and will share with us his journey, both from his homeland to the United Kingdom and to the United States, and his inner journey of self-awakening to spirit and soul. Gaetano is a member of the Complementary Medical Association of Great Britain, the International Council of Holistic Therapies, the International Association of Reiki Professionals, and a member of the Noetic Association of America. Hello, Gaetano, and welcome.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're most welcome. We're going to have a wonderful talk together. It is my great pleasure to welcome, actually today for the first time after recording over 40 shows, a Reiki Master Teacher and Practitioner. You are the first one in 40 shows to be interviewed. It is wonderful. I have interviewed alternative healers, spiritualists, scientists, religious leaders, psychologists and therapists and physicians and mediums and empaths and members of the theatrical and music industry. And we're all united and geared towards a common goal to aid others in the search for healing on a multidimensional level. Gaetano, can you please tell us something about your early life in Italy? And were you aware of your sensitivities to the energy of people's thoughts and behavior and shifts in energy in the environment at that early time in your life?
Yes, of course. When I came down to the planet, it was a very great experience. When I was around 3 or 4, I would remember Archangel Michael, who is my guide, has been like my father, my mother. He has been like my guardian angel and my guardian archangel, really. So he was there all the time for me. He has told me that he actually brought me into this planet, so to speak. And so since I was 3 or 4, I vividly remember that he with other angels would come into my bedroom at night, and he would just take me away on his wings. I mean, we would fly around. I mean, I remember that always whenever I say this story, I have shivers all over me, because he would come into my room, he would take me, he would lift me up, and I would see my little body actually sleeping on the bed. In the room there was also my sister, because, we were sleeping together when we were kids, so, I could see her also sleeping, and we would just fly around. And I remember that, one of the major things was that we were going up to a very high, tall wall, and all of a sudden, on the other part of the wall, on the other side of the wall, there was this beautiful world, a surreal world, a world made of fairies and unicorns and Pegasus and dolphins and whales. Everybody was happy. There was no drama.
And the color, Gaetano, I've seen the same place, and my childhood was very similar to yours. I've seen this place in beautiful color and bubbles of light. But let me share something, since you said it about 3 years old. At 3 years old, I was having a hard time, because before falling asleep, I often felt hands or energy moving on my feet, so I covered myself up completely as I was frightened by these unexplained feelings, and I felt someone watching over me, and I saw movement. And I remember, and I've told this story before, at 3 years old, one day I was lying on the ground, and I looked up, and I said, "Why did you drop me in this place?" Because I remembered something softer and gentler, and I didn't understand, as an empath and a sensitive, why there was so much anger and coldness and fear. and that I was internalizing and feeling a lot of other people's emotions. But let's go on now that we see that we've started the same. And by the way, Archangel Michael has been present in my development and with the work that I'm doing. So it's no coincidence that you and I, and you are the only other Reiki master on my show, have come together, and I'm sure there is a wonderful purpose for this. Now, can you give us a simple description of the word Reiki, even though words, I've always said to people, they can't capture the experience without a session or attunement. Can you give us your definition of Reiki?
Well, actually, my definition is really simple and short. Reiki is love. Actually, I published a book some time ago in America called, you know, just that, Reiki is Love. And, you know, whenever I speak about Reiki, you know, I always kind of, and I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that there are so many, you know, hundreds and hundreds of Reiki masters out there, I always try to explain to my students and my client that Reiki is only an unconditional love experience. We actually channel this energy from the source to the people who are really willing to express and experiment, really, this beautiful energy that we are able to channel. I will tell you something else. I never call myself a healer. Healer is not a very good word for me, for Gaetano anyway, because I always have felt that the only healer is the universe, is the source. And therefore, a Reiki master, a Reiki practitioner, actually is a channeler. You know, it's a between, it's a go-between, it's a medium between the source and the person that is treating. Oh, she's treating. So it is just like a beautiful experience that everybody actually should receive. And in my book, for instance, not this one that is just coming out actually in the next few weeks, but the one that came out in 2006 in America actually just explained how beautiful Reiki is and how simple it is. So I got all sorts of information from people.
You know, Gaetano, I would like to read something because I thought this was expressed so beautifully and honestly and sincerely, and it is the truth of Reiki as I have observed it, and you're absolutely right. We're not the healer. We are the transporter of the messages and the energy and the love of the universe, the channel. But I want to read this. It is from your book. Understanding Reiki as universal energy or transparency is to know it is the illumination of the heart. It is love and can transform a mere existence to a life that is complete and profound. Reiki is a gift for those who suffer and vital for the spiritual evolution of humankind. And there is another, I did have another expression from your book that I loved so much that I'd like to share. Reiki, or universal energy, is simply the purest expression of love that exists for us. And pure love is transparent. It allows the essence of all things to be visible beyond the illusions. Universal energy is transparent, like water and air that seem not to exist, but are in fact the most important things that give us life.
Yes.
And you also said this energy is transparent, like the angels around us, whom we do not see with our eyes, but are there for us every second of our lives. Mm-hmm. Would you say something about the angels that are around us?
Yes, I will. A few years ago, around 2006, I was going through a midlife crisis, and I've been teaching Reiki for 20 years now, and I just felt like my Reiki teachings were not going anywhere anymore. So I just felt my conscience and my ethic said, you know, you must stop, you must do something else, you must actually work on something else. And anyway, I was doing this Reiki 3 class in Italy, because I actually teach a Reiki 3 class in 2 years. because I think it's important for the people who kind of want to become Reiki masters to actually take the responsibility of teachings, you know, in their own hands and, you know, to really learn what Reiki is. But anyway, that is another story. So I was actually doing, I was finishing up this Reiki 3 class, and during, you know, some meditations that I was actually leading, this huge group of angels appeared before me. And they told me that they were called the angels of transparency. And I said, you know, I've never heard this word. I mean, you know, I have heard it, but I mean, you know, I never actually heard the word angels of transparency. And they told me that there were a new group of angels that were coming on the planet to save some of the people that were going to go through some turmoil, some transformational. And I was one of them. You know, I actually felt very strongly detached from my inner child, first of all, for instance. And they actually, because the Angels of Transparency are really a very huge group of angels, you know, and the first five rows, the first five lines of these angels were childlike angels. So actually they told me that they were coming forward, they were coming towards me because I had to kind of heal my inner child. And therefore it was very important for me to be at the stage where I was at my life, because then I could have looked at it. And so actually they were just so right. I mean, you know, I actually been working inward on myself. I did like an internal and an inner journey to actually kind of clear some issues, mainly actually to talk to the little Gaetano inside me that I had completely forgotten, I had completely abandoned and rejected in all those years that I was working, that I was actually going to school and, you know, and everything. So I actually came to terms with certain things. I start talking to him again, and I actually started visualizing him actually inside myself. And that's been the most beautiful
profound experience. Right. Well, that is, I believe that is the purpose of a physical life, for us to discover our soul essence. And the reason we are here is to realign to the universal energy so that we can refine all our experiences. But I want to tell you a little story. I was at a workshop, and there was another teacher. And during the course of the night, I was wondering to myself why I was really here. Mm. And all of a sudden, he started to tell a story of a little boy, Brian, who was 3 years old, who was crushed by a garage door and was taken up by the birdies, or beautiful angels, during a near-death experience. Yeah. And a month later, this little boy, who really didn't speak very well, told his mother in a very clear dialogue that he was told by these angels that he survived because he had to tell the story that, and he told the story each and every time exactly the same way, that he, we all had a plan, and we came with a destiny and, you know, feelings and emotions that we needed to explore so we could grow and get past any of the hurts of our childhood or perhaps former lives. And that the promises of the angels were with us so that they would keep reminding us of our destiny and life plan. And I had been telling my story of evolution and my spiritual growth in exactly the same way as a grown-up, repeating it the same way. So when you just said about refining your childhood and getting back to your source because the angels came to help you with your life plan, it's very much in tune with this story. And I'd like to ask you, what do you consider at this time and juncture in the evolution of our planet, the purpose of universal energy messengers or channels for the energy? What are the main tasks that we have to work with now?
Yes. Well, actually, there are several tasks that we had to work with. First of all, the angels that I'm channeling at the moment, who are the angels of transparency, and the angels of transparency, by the way, are actually led by Archangel Michael. So, you know, they actually calm down, and they just, you know, whenever I'm channeling them, you know, I feel a lot of joy, a lot of laughter, a lot of very little childish kind of things around me. But actually, they've showed me a few things. One thing that I want to share, it's the hearts divided in two, like two halves of an orange. On the left-hand side, there are people, millions and millions of people that are just living in complete dark, in the sense that they are those people, excuse me, those people who are skeptical, those people who do not believe in anything, those people that live in the dark. In the dark, when I say the dark, meaning that they are not actually sensible enough or sensitive enough to actually look at a different way, at a different tradition, so to speak. On the right-hand side, on the other hand, there are people like us, light worker people, whom are actually here to actually make the kind of the transformation for the planet, to allow the planet to transform, to transcend, and to evolve. So our task at the moment is to make those people on the left-hand side of the orange to jump over to our side, in the sense that those people had already kind of made a plan when they came down on the planet, that most of them actually would have left the planet altogether, like a soul, a conscious soul. Meaning that, you know, a group of them would have died in a tsunami, another group would have died in an earthquake, so, you know.
Well, that's been happening.
Yes,
quite frequently now. And now, you also describe that on, this is important, because you describe on January 27th of 2006, the two Earths that you're discussing were shown to you, and you said the Earth of the third dimension was going to be destroyed through war, greed, and chemistry, and the Earth of the next dimension, which would be the fifth dimension, would be one of superior consciousness and a Christ consciousness. Now, we understand that there are people working very seriously to share these views, as we are right now, to help people make that jump from a level of unconsciousness to a level of awakening. Now, it is happening. I'm seeing it happen wherever I go. A few of the people, you can just see in their eyes a new understanding and knowing, but so many still are not there. So what are going to be the signs that we're going to know that the change is happening, and how is this change going to really be accomplished in the near future?
Well, actually, you know, in the radio shows I'm doing, I will always talk about things, and that, you know, especially in those ones that I do, like live shows, because there are people that call in and people that you know, I know that, you know, amongst those people, there are people who are completely skeptical. Even when I do lectures, for instance, I give lectures for 200-300 people, and, you know, there is always, you know, like 10% of them who are completely skeptical, and they want to challenge me somehow. So they ask me the odd questions, the most difficult questions, you know, the skeptical kind of, the scientific questions, you know. But I always try to answer them in a very simple and with love, anyway. And the reason I'm saying that is because even if they come and they don't believe, we plant a seed in their heart. So even you and everybody else who is doing this work, even if you just go home and talk about, you know, healing, or they talk about Reiki, or they just actually say the word Reiki and then they just leave it at that, this little seed goes into the heart, and, you know, if they are willing to have this seed to sprout, then, you know, this little seed will become a flower, and then a tree, and then, you know, it will be blooming, and that's, you know, then when they're done, then it's when we have done the work, and the person can jump over onto the other side. Of course, this jumping of the planet is metaphorical, but of course, you know, it's just like if you can imagine how many people are already jumping on the other side.
Yes, there's been a big change in the last, I'd say since 2000. But I want to tell you a little story. I have a granddaughter who's 6 years old. Her name is Samantha. And one day she said to me, because she heard it from other people. And she said to me, there aren't really angels, are there? So I said to her, Samantha, there are so many beautiful things that we can't see, but we can feel. And sometimes beyond the doorway, you know I'm waiting to see you, and you know I'm there, though you can't see me. And angels are kind of like that. And recently, I had a workshop, and I had a meditation, and I actually saw several angels. So I felt it was time to say something to her, and I said, Samantha, I actually saw a beautiful angel with the power of the air and wind behind him, and he embraced all of us in my group with this beautiful love. And she said to me, they're real? So I guess the seed is there for her now. I hope it doesn't upset her parents who don't quite understand these concepts yet. But I want to tell you something else funny. My daughter had her twin girls on January 27th, and that's the date you felt that you had a new awareness of the two Earths, and they are identical, but they're still so unique in their energy and their soul needs. So I think it's kind of funny.
I actually always try to choose everything on the 27th, because 27 is my number. I was born on the 27th, so, you know, it is just like my lucky number, so I use it all the time.
And now you have my two adorable little twin granddaughters also born, and they're very special, and I'm sure they will be planting many seeds in the future for others.
Yes, I'm sure, yes. Yeah.
Now, let's go to one of the greatest obstacles to a reawakening of our soul's potential for many people. Now, what do you think some of those obstacles are? And we still are dealing with them, and we need to let people know what they are so that they can begin to shift away from it and go into a more a clearer way of thinking about
what's
really important and the values of what a life is really about.
Yes. Actually, the biggest obstacle that people are incurring in at the moment is fear.
Yes.
A lot of people are fearful, they're scared, they don't know what to do. I mean, you know, of course we are in a recession time at the moment. A lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of people are made redundant. A lot of people are losing their homes, everything. But, you know, the angels are just telling us that fear, you know, you should not fear anything. It is just like we are supposed to be leading, in the sense that we are actually going towards a much simpler life. You know, a life made of love, a life made of communion and community and brotherhood. You know, this is, of course, neither you nor I would see this world, you know, in the physical body, so to speak. You know, it will be taking years and years. But, I mean, you know, we are actually getting there. And it's so much important to let people understand that fear is the big obstacle that they can that could interfere with their growth, and therefore it's very important for them to just let go of that. And
absolutely, I think the angels are also telling us that honesty, integrity, and a loving, open mind and heart is going to be the creative way that we're going to move towards cooperation.
Yes,
not competitiveness any longer. That's no longer working. That leads to negative emotions and actions between people. So cooperation and community and caring sharing are the ways.
And, of course, we do not have to forget that it's not like to work individually anymore, but we had to work like in a community kind of things. We had to be all together in the physical and in the spiritual, because that is the way forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, you have an interesting quote from John Milton in your book, and it reads, millions of spiritual creatures walk the earth unseen, both when we wake and when we sleep. And I have tried to share with so many of my students and clients and friends and family that heaven can be found on earth, and it can be experienced now in this time and place. We don't have to transcend our physical life by death, but we can travel within to our heart essence and a remembrance of our eternal soul's energy, right?
Very much so, of course.
And that's where we're going. And spiritually evolved people like us were born perhaps as indigo children, but have been shifted now into a position known as crystal children who are here to work together. And I've had so many on my show working for the same goal to change and bring information together. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you, Gaetano Vivo, for your sharing of your universal healing words. And as a channel of higher consciousness, you're very welcome. And as a channel of higher consciousness, to share the peace and love you have found within your own awakening. For more information on this book, Messages from the Angels of Transparency, go to GaetanoVivoBlog.com. In summarizing today's show of Healing from Within, we have discussed that unseen elements of energy, love, and spiritual life forces are present to assist the world populations as they move beyond the physical conditions of life in search of a new spirituality. This new perspective of self and others will allow many people to access the help of higher divine sources. The goal will be to move beyond the limiting negative aspects of our fears, programs, and belief systems to find the power and delight in our inner peaceful connection to others and to a universal concept of energy for healing. We have talked about places and ways that support growth and expansion and possible events that may bring about monumental shifts in the way the world and its population will begin to utilize the dynamic energy life-sustaining forces for a world of harmony and balance. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, Reiki Master Teacher, and I thank you for listening to today's show. Please check out other shows on my website, CherylGlick.com, where I have interviewed leaders in the fields of holistic healing, energy medicine, spiritualism, and psychic development for the prime purpose of awakening us to all the fabulous possibilities that can be manifested with an improved thought process and actions that lead to a successful and healthy lifestyle.